Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Fort Lauderdale Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Fort Lauderdale resident Lily Gonzalez has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, recognizing her project Garden of Growth, addressing food waste. She built a compost bin, led workshops, and trained volunteers to reduce waste and donate excess food. CEO of Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida, Lisa Johnson, commended Gonzalez and other Gold Award recipients for their impactful projects. Gonzalez was among 27 young female leaders to earn the award, sponsored by companies like Amazon and Publix. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida empowers girls to become confident leaders who make a positive difference in their communities.
Sunrise Girl Scout earns coveted Gold Award. Sunrise resident Amelie Prodholm has earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, the highest recognition for Girl Scout seniors and ambassadors. Her project, Girls on the Go, aimed to educate teen girls about car care. Prodholm hosted workshops, created a pamphlet with instructional videos, and launched a YouTube channel for ongoing resources. CEO Lisa Johnson praised Prodholm and other Gold Award recipients for their impactful projects. Prodholm was one of 27 young female leaders to earn the award, sponsored by Amazon, Pfizer, Florida Power & Light, and others. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida provides a supportive environment for girls to learn, lead, and thrive, empowering them to become confident leaders who make a positive difference in the world.
Ace Pickleball Club serves up its first Kansas location, ushering in a new era of social fitness. Ace Pickleball Club, a national pickleball franchise, is opening its first Kansas location in Olathe. Owned by Alex McCarty and Mitch Morse, the club aims to meet the local demand for pickleball. The facility offers professional-grade courts for players of all skill levels. To celebrate the grand opening on August 30th, APC Olathe is offering 30 days of free membership. Members can enjoy unlimited play, paddle demos, clinics, tournaments, and social events. For more information or to sign up, visit the Ace Pickleball Club website. Stay connected with the club on Instagram and Facebook for updates on this exciting new location. Four Port St. Lucie, Palm City, and Stewart Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Four Girl Scouts from Port St. Lucie, Palm City, and Stewart have earned the prestigious Girl Scout Gold Award for their impactful community projects. Autumn Wilson focused on drowning prevention with her Safe Aquatics for Everyone project. Michelle Donahue created a website for essential life skills education. Ruby Miller addressed food insecurity with her Gardening for Good initiative. And Hannah Stefanovich raised awareness about waterway conservation. These young changemakers are making a difference in their communities and beyond, showcasing compassion, innovation, and leadership. The Gold Award ceremony, sponsored by Amazon, Pfizer, and others, honored 27 female leaders for their outstanding achievements. Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida empowers girls to become confident, capable leaders who inspire change and make a positive impact in the world.
DeSimone Consulting Engineering named Miami-Dade Best Workplace by Miami Herald. DeSimone Consulting Engineering has been named one of Miami-Dade's 2025 Best Workplaces by the Miami Herald, joining a prestigious list of top workplace honors globally. The recognition highlights the firm's strong workplace culture, driving engineering excellence worldwide. Through a rigorous process with Best Companies Group, DeSimone's Miami-based staff gave exceptional scores in categories like employee well-being and job satisfaction. Led by managing principals William O'Donnell and Luis Ramirez, the Miami team has worked on innovative projects like the MSC Cruises Terminal and Aston Martin Residences. With a commitment to work-life balance and growth opportunities, Desimone empowers its talent to deliver superior work to clients across the globe.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.